afternoon, sisters and brothers.
弟兄姊妹午安。
I know I'm a new face for many of you.
我知道大家对我有点陌生。
So allow me to give you a brief self-introduction before I preach.
所以让我先自我介绍一下。
My name is Wei Jing.
我名是韦京。
I come from China.
我来自中国大陆。
Now I'm full-time studying in the Divinity School of University of Edinburgh.
我现在是在 爱丁堡大学神学院那里传, 读书。
This is my first time to preach in Edinburgh.
这是我第一次在爱丁堡传道。
Thanks for giving me this opportunity to serve God and His people.
多谢给我这个机会来到同, 向神来到, 服侍, 和服侍弟兄姊妹。
And also thanks Frank to be my interpreter.
多谢韦京给这个机会我来到帮他服侍, 翻译。
Let us pray first.
我们一起祈祷。
Our Lord and God, who made heaven and earth.
我们的主, 我们的神, 你是创造天地的主。
We come to hear your word with a trembling heart.
我们怀着战惊的心情来到你面前听你的话语。
May you now fill us with your spirit.
让你现在让你的圣灵来充满我们。
Open our mind to your truth.
开我们的心, 让我们能够明白你的真理。
And shape our life according to your will.
照着你的旨意来塑造我们的生命。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
在主耶稣基督的名祈求, 阿们。
Today's scripture is from Mark 12:13-17.
今天的经文是来自马可福音第12章13-17节。
In chapter 12 of Mark, we see when Jesus had come into Jerusalem, many people came to ask him questions.
在马可福音12章，我们看到当主耶稣在耶路撒冷的时候，有很多不同的人来到他面前问他不同的问题。
The passage we read today is one of those dialogues.
今天我们所读的经文是其中一段的对话。
It took place between Jesus and some Pharisees and Herodians.
它发生在耶稣和法利赛人和希律党人之间。
Who are Pharisees?
那法利赛人是什么人呢?
They are the so-called most pious and religious Jews in that time.
他们是当时社会里面犹太人所谓的虔诚的犹太人。
They are passionate about the Jewish law.
他们对犹太人的律法非常之热心。
Such as tithing to God alone and avoiding Gentiles.
例如十一奉献给神和回避外邦人。
Some of them are rabbis.
其中有些人他们是拉比。
Namely, the teachers teaching the commandments and the rules passed down from Moses.
拉比就是那些教师,他们教导, 犹太人律法和诫命从, 摩西而来的。
After Jerusalem fell to occupation of Romans,
当, 耶路撒冷被罗马人占领的时候,
Pharisees are the group who insisted to distinguish themselves from Gentiles by emphasizing Jewish tradition and resisting cooperation with Roman authority.
法利赛人就是那班坚持分别和外邦人分别出来，亦都强调犹太人的传统和反对和罗马政权合作。
They represent the religious power of Jews.
他们代表的是犹太人这个宗教势力。
And who are Herodians?
咁, 希律党人又是什么人呢?
They are the followers of Herod, the governor of Jews.
他们是希律王的追随者，希律王就是犹太人的总督。
This Herod is not King Herod the Great, who demanded to kill babies in Bethlehem.
这个希律并不是命令去杀这个伯利恒那些婴孩那个希律王。
He is his son, Herod Antipas.
这个希律是那个希律的儿子，就是希律安提帕。
Like his father, Herod Antipas has neither pure Jewish blood nor interest in Jewish faith.
就好似佢爸爸一样，这个希律王其实佢冇犹太人嘅血统，亦都唔关心犹太人嘅信仰。
He was appointed by the Roman emperor to govern the Jews as a local ruler under Roman authority.
佢只不过系被犹太被罗马帝王委派去统治犹太人嘅一个官。
So Herodians are the jackals of Rome.
所以希律党人其实是罗马政权的走狗。
They represent the political power in Jewish territory.
他们代表的是在犹太社会里面一个政治的势力。
Obviously, Pharisees and Herodians are not fellows but enemies.
很明显的，希律党人和法利赛人他们并不是同伴，而是敌人。
However, this day they came to Jesus together.
但好奇怪，呢一日佢哋竟然一齐嚟到耶稣嘅面前。
They came to Jesus with a question about paying tax to Caesar.
佢哋嚟到面前问耶稣一个关于纳税俾凯撒嘅问题。
Caesar is the Roman emperor.
凯撒系罗马嘅帝王。
But with no real interest in Jesus' teaching on this issue, as the scripture tells clearly, they just intended to catch him in his words.
其实他们对耶稣的教训一点兴趣都没有，就好像圣经所说，他们的目的只不过是要就着耶稣的话来陷害他。
In Jerusalem, the religious and political center of Judea, the religious and political elites,put Jesus to a malicious test.
在耶路撒冷这个犹太宗教和政治的中心，这一班政治和宗教的精英，他们其实是来到耶稣面前要恶意地试探他。
Nobody would understand more clearly than Pharisees and Herodians about the conflict between the Jewish law and the Roman politics.
没人比法利赛人和希律党人更加清楚在犹太律法和罗马政治之间的冲突。
If Jesus nods his head at paying tax to Caesar, Pharisees would accuse him with their religious authority.
如果耶稣向这个纳税这个问题点头的话，法利赛人就会藉着他们宗教的权力来控告耶稣。
And they believe their authority is from God.
他们认为他们的权力是来自神的。
If Jesus shakes his head,
如果耶稣摇头的话，
Herodians would accuse him with their political might, which is from the emperor of Rome.
那希律党人呢，就会就着他们政治的势力来控告耶稣。
Wow, what a deliberate and flawless trap.
哇，睇下呢个系几咁完美无瑕嘅一个陷阱。
In order to put Jesus into a death trap, these two mortal enemies became allies.
为咗要将耶稣置诸死地，呢两个死敌竟然成为盟友。
What's even worse, they coated their evil minds with such fair-sounding words.
更加令人惋惜同埋覺得差嘅係，佢哋竟然將佢哋呢個咁邪惡嘅觀念，藉住佢一啲好好聽嘅説話嚟到隱藏。
Teacher, we know you are a man of integrity.
佢話：夫子，我哋知道你係誠實嘅。
You only teach the way of God in accordance with the truth.
你乃是呢诚诚实实咁样传神嘅道。
It is right to pay taxes to Caesar.
纳税给凯撒可以不可以
？Should we pay or shouldn't we？
我们该纳不该纳
？But Jesus saw through human hearts.
但耶稣睇穿咗佢哋嘅心。
Why are you trying to trap me？
你们为什么陷害我呢？
This is his first response to them.
这个是他第一个反应。
Instead of answering directly, Jesus asked them two things.
耶稣并没有直接这样回答他们，他反而问了他们两个问题。
You show me the coin that you are asking about.
你将你刚才所说这个钱币来拿给我看。
And you tell me whose portrait is on it.
After
after they replied confidently, Caesar's.
他们很有信心地回答是凯撒的。
Jesus thus gave his answer.
那耶稣就讲出他的答案。
Give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's.
凯撒的物当归给凯撒，神的物当归给神。
These elites were amazed.
这些精英很稀奇。
Amazed at this answer.
稀奇什么呢？是不是他的答案呢？
At Jesus' wisdom,
是不是耶稣的智慧呢？
At the failure of their flawless trap,
定是他们这个这么完美无瑕的陷阱竟然失败了？
Maybe all of this.
可能全部都是。
Or after all, they might be amazed by an awesome authority which exceeds theirs and which they were not aware of before.
或者最后他们稀奇的是这个令人敬畏的权柄竟然超过了他们自己的权柄，还有他们也都之前也都没有留意到的。
God says, As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways.
神说天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路。
And my thoughts than your thoughts.
我的意念高过你们的意念。
We are disciples of Jesus Christ, Son of God.
我们是耶稣基督神儿子的门徒。
We have learned so many teachings from the Bible about him.
我们在圣经里面学到很多关于耶稣的教训。
But whenever we encounter Christ in prayer or mediation, have we ever been able to predict his answer for our question?
当我们在祷告和默想当中遇见耶稣的时候，我们有没有办法去预结或者猜想他对我们问题的答案呢？
Have we ever been able to fully understand his divine wisdom?
我们有没有可能能够完全明白他神圣的智慧呢？
No. Like a psalmist says,Great is our Lord and abundant in power.
不可以，就好像诗人所讲，我们的主伟大，最有能力。
His understanding is beyond measure.
他的智慧无法测度。
Each time when we encounter such a Lord of great wisdom, how can we not be amazed at him?
每一次我们遇到这一位这么有智慧的主的时候，我们怎能够不对他稀奇呢？
Today we are no longer bothered by the issue of paying tax to Caesar.
今天我们不再受这个纳税给凯撒这个问题所烦扰。
The great emperor has become ash under the ground.
这个帝王已经成为尘土。
But the world still exists.
但这个世界仍然存在。
The worldly power is still around.
属世的权力仍然在我们周围。
There are still tensions, even conflicts, between the kingdom of this world and the kingdom of God.
这里仍然有这个世界的国度和神的国度之间的张力甚至冲突。
In such a tension, we may still sometimes put our Lord to a test.
在这样的张力之下，我们有时都会将主摆在试验的当中。
I know a person who is in my eyes quite like a modern Pharisee.
我认识一个人就好像现代的法利赛人这样。
She was touched by the truth and love of Christ.
他被神的真理所感动，
and heard the voice of God calling her to sell all that she had to follow and serve him.
他听见神的声音，因着对主的爱，他听见神呼召他要变卖所有来跟从他。
But there was one thing not easy for her to surrender.
第一样嘢佢冇办法放下。
That was her beloved parents.
就系佢亲爱嘅父母。
She always hoped for her parents to be proud of her.
佢经常希望以佢嘅父母以佢为荣。
But she was very clear that this time they would not be.
但佢好清楚知道呢一次佢嘅父母唔会以佢为荣。
Because both of them were not Christians and had only the worldly values in their minds.
因为他们都不是基督徒，而且他们有的只不过是属世的观念。
Just like what she had foreseen,
就好像他预见那样。
When her parents came to know her decision, they got extremely disappointed, angry, and sad.
当佢父母知道佢嘅决定嘅时候，佢哋变得好愤怒、失望同埋伤心。
That made her think of giving up the calling and going back to the life of the world.
因为这样，她想过放弃这个呼召，而重回她以前熟悉的生活。
Because that seemed much easier for her to honor her father and mother without hurting their feeling.
因为看起来这个是更加容易的方法，令到她能够孝敬她的父母，而没有伤害到她们的感情。
She struggled for a long time with her parents and herself.
她因着这件事挣扎了很久很久。
Finally, she became very unhappy with the whole thing.
最后她因为这件事变得很不开心。
She asked God in prayer.
她在祷告当中问神。
Lord, you are the Almighty One. Please teach me your way. Should I do or shouldn't I?
她说主啊，你是全能的神。求你教导我你的道路，究竟我应该做还是不应该做。
Her prayer sounded quite humble.
她的祈祷听起来好像很谦卑。
But in her deep heart, it was just an angry complaint.
但其实在心里面只不过是一个愤怒的控诉。
God, it is you who commanded us to honor our father and mother.
他说神啊，是你命令我们要去孝敬我们的父母。
Why do you call me but leave my parents there opposed to me?
为什么你呼召我，但是却叫我的父母去反对我呢？
Why put me in a dilemma?
为什么将我放在这个矛盾当中呢？
If I give up your way, it is not my fault.
如果我放弃你的道路，这个不关我事。
Maybe you would wonder how I could know her secret prayer so clearly.
或者你们会想，为什么我这么清楚这个人他这么秘密的祈祷呢？
Well, that person was me.
因为这个人就是我。
Now you see me standing here and will know that God did answer my prayer.
现在你看见我站在这里，你就知道神其实答应了我的祈祷。
The answer he gave me is just like this.
他给我的答案就好像这样。
Yes, Wei Jing, bring yourself to me.
是啊，伟京，你将自己带来我的面前。
And tell me, whose portrait is this?
你告诉我，这个究竟是哪个人的肖像呢？
Whose image do you see on your face?
在你的面上你看见哪个的形象呢？
Give to Caesar what is Caesar's.And to God, what is God's?
海撒的物当归给海撒，神的物当归给神。
Could I say any more?
我可以讲啲咩呢？
Even if I wanted to, what could I say?
就算我想讲，我都唔知讲乜嘢。
Two choices lay before me.
喺我面前有两个选择。
I need to make a decision for myself.
我要为自己做一个决定。
It is not a test for God, but a test for me.
这个不是对神的考验，而是对我的一个考验。
And the correct answer of the test is just on my own face.
而这个考验的答案就是我的面上。
Dear sisters and brothers,
弟兄姊妹，
are you sometimes like me?
你有没有一些时候好像我一样呢？
In your daily life or at the turning point of your life, do you sometimes feel in a dilemma?
在你的生活当中，在你一些人生的转折点当中，你有没有发觉自己在一个矛盾当中呢？
Do you sometimes struggle in the tension between faith and reality?
你有没有在信仰和生活之间的张力当中挣扎呢？
Do you sometimes ask the same question, should I do or shouldn't I?
你有没有时问同样的问题，我究竟应该做还是不应该做呢？
If you do, let me tell you truth.
如果你有的话，让我告诉你这个真理。
Life is a dilemma when we are made in the image of God, but we choose to live in the way of the world.
生活是一个矛盾，当我们是照着神的形象做，但是却仍然在这个照着世界的样式去生活。
Life is a dilemma.When we praise the glory of God with this hand and we hold the glory of the world with the other.
当我们一手高举神的荣耀，另一手却找紧世界的荣耀，那生命生活就是一个矛盾。
Life is a dilemma when we please God on Sunday and we please people in the other 6 days.
当我们在主日的时候取悦神，但其他那六日取悦人的时候，人生也是一个矛盾。
The Bible clearly tells us no one can serve two masters.
圣经很清楚告诉我们，一个人不能侍奉两个主。
No one who puts a hand on the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God.
手扶着犁向后看的人不配进神的国。
If you're tired of your life in dilemmas,
如果你对你生活当中的矛盾挣扎厌倦的话，
If you want to get out of the endless struggling,
如果你想离开这个没完的一个挣扎，
If you feel unhappy with your stranded situation and even with God,
如果你对你身处的困境甚至对神觉得不满意的话，
You know what? You have got to make a decision.
你知道知不知道你需要作一个决定？
The world or God, to which do you want yourself to belong?
神还是世界，究竟你想你属于哪一个呢？
Give the world what belongs to the world. Give to God what belongs to God.
世界的物当归给世界，神的物当归给神。
God created us in His own image.
神照着祂自己的形象来创造我们。
He also granted us freedom to make decisions.
祂也都给我们自由意志去做决定。
He alone holds our life.
祂掌管我们的生命。
But His sovereign power is never oppressive.
但是祂的主宰权柄却不是压迫性的。
God limits His dominancy not to control us like His slaves.
祂不是要限制，祂不是好像奴隶那样去控制我们，祂限制祂的权力。
But gives us ability to live freely in reliance on Him as His children.
祂想我们好像儿子一样，在祂的依靠当中，给我们自由的生活。
He likes us to make a spontaneous decision to follow Him as sons and daughters following the Father.
祂想我们自愿地去作一个决定，去跟随祂，好像儿女跟随父亲一样。
It is the freedom of children in Father's house that God wants us to enjoy.
祂想我们享受在父家中作儿女的自由。
However, we silly human beings often turn the freedom into dilemmas and make ourselves confused.
但我们愚蠢的人常常将这个自由转为一个矛盾，而令到自己混乱。
We sway between the two choices of being slaves of the world or being children of God.
我们在这两个选择当中，成为世界的奴隶还是神的儿女，这两个选择当中摇摆不定。
We put ourselves to a test.
我们将自己摆在一个试验当中。
It is never a test for God.
但是对神来说，这个永远不是一个试验。
In the kingdom of God, there is no dilemma.
在神的国度里面是没有矛盾的。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because our God is a God of integrity.
因为我们的神是一个完整诚实的神。
He makes our broken life whole.
祂重整我们破碎的生命。
He protects our body and soul in unity.
祂保守我们的身体和灵魂。
Jesus Christ has assured us.
耶稣基督肯定地跟我们说，
All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
天上地下所有的权柄都已经赐给我了。
Do not worry about your life.
不要为生命忧虑。
But strive first for the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
你们要先求他的国和他的义。
And all these things will be given to you as well.
这些东西都要加给你们了。
I came that you may have life and have it abundantly.
我来了是要叫人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
Do you believe this promise?
你究竟相不相信这个应许呢？
Do Do you believe that He will take full responsibility for your whole life if you surrender yourself to her?
如果你将自己交托俾佢，你会唔会信靠佢会负你完全嘅责任呢？
I do.
我会，我信。
After I had finally made a decision to give myself to God and left my parents behind disappointed with me,
当我做咗最后一个决定，将我自己交托俾神，同埋由得我父母对我失望嘅时候
，I thought I would never win back their praise and support again.
我谂我永远都唔会得到佢哋嘅赞赏同埋支持。
But 3 years later.I was amazed by their change.
但三年之后，我被他们的改变，我稀奇他们的改变。
They become more and more understanding and supportive.
他们竟然成为更越来越支持我和鼓励我。
Now another 3 years passed.
咁喺另外三年过咗。
They even started to talk about me with pride before their friends.
佢哋竟然喺佢哋嘅朋友面前我为荣。
I stayed far away from them these years.
喺过去呢几年，我离开佢哋好远。
I did nothing for them.
我为佢哋冇做过咩嘢。
But God proved Himself.
大神证明了他的自己。
No question is too hard in his wisdom.
在他智慧里面没有问题是太难去解决的。
No dilemma is in his way.
在他的道路当中是没有矛盾的。
He wiped out my sorrow and he changed my dilemma into joy.
他除去了我的忧愁，他使我的矛盾成为喜乐。
Sisters and brothers,
弟兄姊妹，
What are trapping you in dilemmas now?
现在你究竟在什么矛盾之中呢？
What are your life struggles?
你生活当中的挣扎是什么呢？
Bring them to God.
将他们带到神的面前。
God can change them into joy.
神可以将他们转为喜乐。
It may take time.
或者需要一啲嘅时间，
But God never fails.
但神永不失败。
I think my sermon can end here.
我谂我嘅讲道可以完喺呢度。
But if you want to hear more, I can tell you why I picked this topic for today.
但如果你想听多啲嘅话，我可以话俾你听点解我选择呢一个主题作为我今日讲道。
This passage, Mark 12:13-17, was the scripture I got for my first preaching assignment when I started in the seminary 4 years ago.
这一段的经文，马可福音12:13-17，其实是我读在4年前读神学院的时候，我第一个传道的功课来的。
I still remember how much I was trembling that day.
我仍然记得当日我怎样恐惧战惊。
Just as much as I am trembling this day.
就好像现在我恐惧战惊一样。
And I don't think I did a better job than 4 years ago.
我不觉得我比4年前做得更好。
In fact, I have struggled badly in the past several weeks about today's preaching.
其实我在几个礼拜前都已经开始挣扎关于今日这个的讲道。
My study has used all my strength.
我的学业用去了我大部分的时间和力量。
And I do not know well enough about this congregation.
而我对大家这个会众也不是很熟悉。
Should I preach or shouldn't I?
那我应该传道定不应该传呢？
When this question popped up in my mind,
那当这个问题在我脑海当中浮现的时候，
I realized how forgetful I am.
我就发觉我是几咁善忘。
Give God what is God's.
神的物当归给神。
I have known this answer for years. How come I forget now?
这个答案其实我都知了很多年了，为什么我现在忘记了呢？
So it becomes my sermon again.
所以这个成为我的讲道，再一次成为我的讲道。
I believe I need to hear it more than you do.
我相信我需要听多过大家需要听。
My dear fellows,
各位亲爱的同伴，
No matter how old or how young we are,
无论我们是年纪大或者年纪小，
No matter how many years we have been walking on this road of faith,
无论我们在这条信仰的路上走了多少年，
We need to be reminded again and again that who we are and who God is.
我们需要不断提醒自己，究竟我们是哪一个，同埋神是哪一个。
Let this scripture become a reminder as well as an assurance.
让这段圣经成为我们的提醒，同埋一个肯定。
We belong to God, and God never forsakes us.
我们属于神，而神永不离弃我们。
In Him, no question is too hard.
在祂里面没有问题是太难去解决。
In Him, dilemmas may turn into joy.
在祂里面矛盾挣扎成为喜乐。
Are you as forgetful as I am?
你是不是好像我那么事忙呢？
May I invite you all to practice one simple thing?
让我去邀请你去做一个操练。
Every morning, standing before the mirror,Ask yourself.
每朝早，当你企喺块镜面前，你问一问你自己。
Whose portrait is this?
呢个系边一个人嘅肖像呢？
Hear the whisper in the wind.
听一听喺空中嘅呢一个柔声细语。
Give Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's.
海撒的物当归给海撒，神的物当归给神。
Glory be to God, who made us in His image.
荣耀归神，祂是创造，照着祂自己的形象来创造我们。
Amen.
Amen.